You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 years virtually abandoned, a bustling, vibrant university campus truly is a sight to behold. Hundreds of students gathered at the University of Sydney for its annual Welcome Week celebrations, the first time since the pandemic.
Welcome to the Welcome Fest 2022!
Yes!
Complete with market stalls and live music, Vice Chancellor Mark Scott says it's a chance to mark a momentous occasion, the return of students.
Around this campus, it was an empty place. It was a lonely place. Because the students of the University of Sydney are the lifeblood of this university, and when our students are here, the university comes alive.
The campus transformed back into a bustling hub for school leavers, returning locals and international students who've all been waiting for this day. People like Lee Ying from Singapore, whose university experience in Sydney was turned upside down in March 2020.
I was actually on campus in my first year, and in my second year, COVID hit, so I had to fly back to Singapore. And we didn't expect it to be the borders to be closed for so long. So I was stuck for almost 2 years.
The early childhood undergraduate was desperate to return to campus life. She was on one of the first flights to arrive back in the country when borders reopened in December.
It was so surreal, like, oh, am I so lucky to be on the flight? Because we understand that there were very limited seats available, especially being the first flight back. So I felt like it was as if I won lottery.
Before the pandemic, international education was Australia's largest services export sector, worth $40 billion. But when the borders closed and universities went online, that figure halved to just $22 billion. It's hoped 2022 is more promising. Already 56,000 international students have arrived in the country since borders opened in December, and another 50,000 have applied for new student visas. There had been concerns Australia's tough border rules have deterred some students from returning, but University's Australia Chief Executive Katrina Jackson says it's too early to tell.
We don't have any clear indication actually that students from the 144 countries that we source our students from have made an active decision to go elsewhere. Obviously, we'll have to see how it plays out over the next couple of months. But certainly the numbers coming back are really promising, and we just couldn't be more pleased to see them back.
Games design student Alicia Mod Nazursham from Malaysia was one of those who did consider dropping out of her course at Melbourne's RMIT.
Trying to always keep being optimistic about the borders uncertainty, about the closures, about the reopening. There was a time when I was like, should I just stop RMIT? Should I go somewhere else instead of Australia?
But now, in her second year, the undergraduate says she's glad she waited and is loving Melbourne life.
It's very multi-diverse. So me as a Muslim, as well as an Asian, finding food around here is surprisingly very easy. Finding halal food is very easy. There's a lot of halal places around, so food is very good to those who are worried about eating.
That's the unique green building that RMIT has.
She's one of 20 international students on a tour of Melbourne CBD. It's one of RMIT's orientation events to make sure its undergraduates are ready. Andrew Duca from the Australia India Institute says ensuring international students build strong social connections is vital to their experience.
What we need to think about is how we can harness the energy and the skills that international students do bring with them. I think it's important to kind of shake up this idea that international students are a vulnerable group that we need to support, because international students bring a large number of skills with them, and we need to recognise those and try to harness them.
Among the tour group are Kaushik Mukherjee and Calvin Fernando from India. The pair are already finding common interests. They say they're looking forward to making lifelong friends and getting stuck into study.
Looking forward to making a lot of friends, a lot of industry connections, trying new cuisines here at Melbourne.
Yeah, my first focus is to study here, but also I'm looking for jobs. I'm doing some volunteership, so yeah.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.